Tonight, members of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection say they will make public never-before-seen video of Trump supporters storming the U.S. Capitol building. Committee members say the riot was a coordinated effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And playing that video at tonight's primetime hearing will change history, in the words of Congressman Adam Kinzinger, one of only two Republicans on the panel. Michael Robinson Chavez is a photojournalist for The Washington Post. He and his colleagues won a Pulitzer Prize for their coverage that day. Michael, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Good to have you. And some of the most iconic pictures that you took were of the rioters scaling the walls of the U.S. Capitol building, trying to break in, trying to stop the certification of the vote. What were you thinking when you saw that happening in the United States of America?
Oh, I was thinking, well, this is a day like no other, and it was something that I never expected to see. I've covered a lot of events around the world with governments falling or coups happening, but I never expected to cover one 40 minutes away from my house, and especially at the U.S. Capitol. It was pretty astonishing to see.
What else will you remember that has been seared into your memory from January 6th?
I think it was so many things. I will never forget the anger that I heard in the morning, early in the morning. This must have been about 8:30 a.m. when I was on the east side of the Capitol, and the Trump supporters were there waiting, and they were yelling at the Capitol police. Some were yelling that they were going to return and kill their families. It was really ugly and very violent. And when I just saw a handful of Capitol police kind of manning their positions with low barricades, yeah, we got a sense that there could be trouble and it could be pretty bad. But I never imagined I'd see people scaling up the walls of the Capitol.
There was so much going on. It was so chaotic. How did you even know where to point your lens?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's one of those things where you just kind of have to let it all slow down. Once the initial impact hits you about what is unfolding in front of you and what you're seeing, it is a matter of just sort of taking a deep breath and documenting it. And this felt, instead of feeling like an event, it really felt like history. This was something historical that was happening in front of us. And it was a matter of slowing down, documenting it, you know, trying to capture the emotion, the anger, the energy, the chaos. And it was, you know, when people are scaling the walls of the Capitol, and this was on the Senate side, I mean, you kind of know where to point your camera.
You know. It was such an unsafe scene. People died, of course, as we know. Did you feel unsafe or personally threatened by the rioters there, or did you just kind of blend in and do your job?
Well, it's hard to blend in because you have cameras draped off your body, but I went in as low profile as possible. I did not have my credentials out, which normally that is something that we want to do to make sure people know who we are. In this case, I felt that was unsafe. People were definitely antagonistic towards the media. In some cases, they were violent. I did not dress the part of, you know, wearing all black or having, you know, belts stuffed with equipment. I did not want to look like I could be mistaken for Antifa or anything like that. So some people were yelling at me, asking me who I worked for. There was so much going on at that point that it was kind of easy to slip away into the crowd.
How did all of that affect you in the days and weeks and you know, even now? I mean, did you have any feeling that you had just witnessed something very traumatic? How did you feel afterwards?
I mean, it was adrenaline when it was happening. It was pure adrenaline. And then in the immediate aftermath, I was focused on getting my pictures transmitted to the Post. So in that sense, I was kind of numb from it because I was just doing my job. But then in the weeks that followed, what was most irritating or astonishing were the playdowns of this event. I mean, just yesterday we had a defensive coordinator with the Washington Commanders call it a dust-up on national television. And so just the sort of playing down that this was not that big a deal, I found remarkable because we were seeing an attempted coup attempt in the United States.
You know, so it was more than a dust up. You know, it was more than a tourist event, as some people have described it. And so actually this is something I want to ask you. Reflect for a minute what it is like a year and a half later to see a significant portion of the country try to rewrite the history of what happened on January 6th in their effort to tell a false story about that day, because you went to the Capitol and you put yourself at risk to tell the truth.
Yes, it's very frightening and very troubling to rewrite it. And the reference to tourists, and I say that when I show that photograph of people scaling the wall, that here's some tourists doing the rock climbing exhibit at this Capitol. I mean, it's really deeply troubling. And I have been in other countries where you've seen democracy falter, you've seen authoritarianism rise, and this really mirrors it as to what's happening. And that's the scariest part.
To that point, what do you want people to know about January 6th that they still may not understand because they weren't there?
I think people need to realize how fragile democracy is and how quickly it can unravel and how quickly freedoms that we enjoy, due process, checks and balances, how those can vanish. And before people realize what's happening, it's already done. The power of January 6th is going to be long-lasting historically, but right now I think it serves as a deep warning to the nation of where we may be headed.
Michael Robinson Chavez is a photojournalist for The Washington Post, won a Pulitzer Prize with a team of journalists for their coverage of the January 6th insurrection. Thank you so much for your time and for your work.
Thank you. Great to be with you.